Hi there, beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for joining in another episode of my podcast. I'm so honored that you are part of my audience. You're part of this beautiful family. Today, we are going to talk about another educational episode of my podcast. Guess what? Today, we want to talk about kidney. Somebody might ask, why do we want to talk about kidney of all the topics? Yes, the month of March has been set aside for kidney awareness. And today, which is March 10th, is actually World Kidney Day. Do you know why there is a lot of report on kidney failure amongst people all over the world? Do you also know what causes kidney failure or kidney diseases? Let's just go through what the job of the kidney is in the body, how it can be damaged, and how we can try to stay healthy. The main job of the kidney or the kidneys is to filter your blood, send waste product out of your body, helps you to make red blood cells, and also helps control your blood pressure. When your kidneys fail or they begin to fail, the waste product that are supposed to be excreted from the body begins to fill up or build up in your body or your blood and makes you feel sick. We cannot even deny that kidney failure is a life-threatening disease. I'm very sure you have heard a lot about how financially draining this situation can be. Now, do you also know much about chronic kidney disease, that is CKD? Now, research says that, or research has recognized this type of kidney, that is a chronic kidney disease, as a leading public health problem worldwide. The global estimated prevalence of CKD, that is chronic kidney disease, is about 13.4%, and patients with end-stage kidney disease needing renal replacement therapy is estimated between 4 to 7 million. Also, research says that about 850 people worldwide have some form of kidney disease. This is scary, right? I guess so too. Now, a person might ask, what is kidney failure or what is kidney disease? What constitutes the damage of a person's kidney? Let's find out some of the things that we do or we engage in that weakens or destroys the kidney. Kidney failure occurs as a result of several causes. What are some of the causes? For instance, smoking tobacco, drinking too much alcohol, heart diseases, heart attack, infections, liver failure, and the excessive intake of certain drugs like aspirin and ibuprofen or other related drugs. There are some people who abuse this type of drugs. But the more you abuse this type of drugs, the more you put yourself at risk. Aside from all the causes that I have mentioned, there are these two most common causes of kidney failure. That is one, high blood pressure, and diabetes. When you have an unmanaged diabetes, it can lead to uncontrolled blood sugar levels. You then realize that most of these causes are lifestyle related. Now, I will beseech new listeners, if you are listening for the first time, if you are a first time audience on my podcast, please go back to the previous episode to get insights on some of the lifestyles that you could lead to kidney failure. Now, can we look at some of the symptoms or some of the things that a person might see that will alert you that your kidneys are failing? Number one, can we talk about fatigueness? Fatigueness is normal, but when it becomes extreme, it means there's something more to it. If you experience stomach upset or you throw up continuously, when you have trouble concentrating, when your hands and your ankles begin to swell, when you always experience muscle cramps, when you also have dry and itchy skin, when you experience poor appetite, when you also experience trouble in sleeping, not forgetting weight loss, and also anemia. But we can only know after consulting a doctor when we experience any of these symptoms that is over and over again. Most of the symptoms that I mentioned are also symptoms that are related to other diseases. But when you have these symptoms over and over again, it should prompt you that you're supposed to have yourself tested. After you see the doctor and you undergo some tests and they come out positive, medical experts may recommend dialysis or kidney transplant. But the question is, will you want to go through this stress just because you weren't able to stay healthy? I don't think so, because I don't want to put myself in such stress. Prioritizing good and healthy lifestyle can prolong your lifespan, trust me. I will urge everybody to put their health first. Visit the hospital to check your vitals, including running a full blood count at least once a year. Live right and stay safe. Your health is your priority. Speak the awareness and save a life. And don't forget to share this podcast. Thank you once again for joining me. Have a nice day.